Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning to all of you. A lot to talk about this morning. The Lincoln State Cat Show. I mean, you've heard of dog shows, right? We've seen dog shows televised on TV. Is that what I just said? Well, I said it. But you've seen dog shows, right? What are cat shows? We will talk with the co-chair of a big cat show coming into the Chicago area in just a couple of minutes. I need to talk about two things first. First of all, what's going on at the Animal Welfare League of Chicago and Chicago Ridge? This has been in the news now. I mean, the TV news. That's how big this is. I will tell you, I'm hugely concerned about what's happening there. And there is no question. I've talked about it on the air previously. I've written about it. And you can check out my blogs, stevedale.tv. At some point, it was rumors. But when rumors are demonstrated to show proof with documentation, you're listening to individuals from different places who have no previous experience with one another. And some of those individuals are veterinarians. They are directors of other shelters in town. Yes, former employees, former volunteers could carry, and sometimes they do, personal animosity, and it gets into this personality thing. But when you're talking about these other exceedingly credible individuals who have reached out proactively and contacted me once the proverbial cat was let out of the bag, it happens. Everybody jumps on board for right or for wrong. Well, in this case, when individuals do it who don't know one another, who are saying essentially the same sort of thing and providing documentation, it tells me something is there. Now, is everything alleged of this organization, this animal shelter, happening? I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that I've seen the paperwork on some of these things, and that I don't believe can be lying. At the end of all of this, the board of directors of the Animal Welfare League must, I hope, look at themselves and say, our ego isn't as important as what we are here for, what the mission is. And the mission is to do right by the animals. And even if, and I understand, I've been on boards, I am on too many boards, one could argue at the moment, and I've been on the board of animal shelters. And on one particular board, I've seen this sort of thing, very different scenario. But the idea is, the board of directors, I understand it takes a great deal of courage to stand up when other board members are not doing that and say, I need to understand the responsibility, my responsibility here. And what matters most is the organization and our mission, which is to do right by the animals. And if all these people are saying this, maybe there is some truth. Maybe there is some truth to what they're saying. And we need to consider that over, above, and beyond anything else. Moreover, the number one responsibility of any board member anywhere for a not-for-profit is the fiduciary responsibility that they have to support that organization today and into the future. And I will tell you, again, I know this from experience, if they keep continuing to be obstructionist, really, and to say, or put their heads in the sand, either which way, and say, we are not changing what we've done for 20 years, or the individuals that have been doing this, then what's going to happen, and what's already begun to happen, is the public faith will be lost in an organization that relies, at least in great part, on donors. And those donors have other animal shelters they can give money to and other organizations. We all do. Most of us don't have $5 million to toss away. We have a limited amount of money, and we want to trust the organization that money is going to. In addition to that, when it comes to leaving money in our wills for bequest, they're going to lose that too. And if they do, they compromise their future. Again, I've seen that happen in a very big way at another facility in town in Chicago. I don't want that to happen here, because the reality is we need the Animal Welfare League. We, meaning the city of Chicago, they're an open intake facility. That means they accept any animal that comes in. It's not an easy job. That's an understatement. And I realize that. However, all these people saying, and many exceedingly credible sources, they all can't be wrong. I implore the board of directors to stand up and to do the right thing. A couple days ago, retailers announced that 31 varieties of dog food has been pulled off shelves. You heard me right, 31 varieties. I think that they are the third largest pet food manufacturer, Smucker's. And we're including now some pretty well-known brands. Gravy Train, Kibbles and Bits, Skippy, Ole Roy. They're canned foods. We're talking only canned foods here. And they have pentobarbital in them. Pentobarbital is an agent used in euthanasia. Now, at one point in time, and it gets very complicated, the FDA, Center for Veterinary Medicine, actually said it's okay to have a little bit. I don't understand that personally. It doesn't seem okay to me to have any. It's inexcusable. But no matter, Smucker's has recalled. Now, the exact codes of every individual product, I can't rattle off on the radio. There are far too many. So go to my website. That's stevedale.tv. You could read more about it, more details. There's a TV report that I linked as well. TV station in Washington's been covering this, DC. They've done a very good job at doing so. So I embedded that video into my blog. And you can see all of the SKUs and to see if it involves anything you purchased. If you did, you can take it back. But it's disconcerting that pentobarbital would be in pet food. All right, Big Cat Show coming to town. I will talk about that in just a couple of minutes. I apologize for getting off on that rant. And next week, by the way, we will talk more about what's going on at the Animal Welfare League, as I am happy to say, for all the wrong reasons, but happy to say, Chicago Ridge, which the Animal Welfare League has two locations. One is in Chicago Ridge. And their board of trustees and their mayor, they're taking this very seriously. And one particular member of the board of trustees who didn't sign up for this is saying, I'm going to take this on because companion animals are important to me. Edmund Kowalski, thank you for what you're doing. And you will be, I believe, on the show next week. Carrie Plummer is the show chairman of the Lincoln State Cat Show. It's a cat show that's been around for a very long time. Carrie, welcome, and I'm sorry to keep you on hold for so long, to WGN Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Good, buddy. How's it going?
It's going well. So we know about dog shows. You turn on the TV a couple times a year, you see a major dog show. I'll be out at the Beverly Hills dog show, which will be broadcast on NBC fairly soon as a part of that broadcast team, the social media end of it. So tell me about a cat show. What goes on in a cat show?
Well, the Lincoln State Cat Show has been in existence for 57 years. This is our 57th annual show. We will have up to 225 kittens, cats, and household pets on display and in competition. We have 10 different judges, and all the cats and kittens and household pets go up to the rings and get judged. And including that, we also have 40 different vendors that have a variety of items for cats and people, ranging from jewelry, clothes, cat food, cat beds, you name it, they'll be out there. And then on top of it, Lincoln State every single year puts on educational seminars. And these educational seminars will be going on Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 2. We'll have four different speakers each day. Part of our program with the Lincoln State is that we are for the betterment and the health of cats. Our proceeds go back to the community, goes back to local shelters around the area, and we also give back to the Wynn Feline Foundation.
Woo! So let's you're on a roll here, so I want to back it up a little bit. And thank you regarding the Wynn Feline Foundation, because that organization supports cats in every which way, has been doing so for 50 years. Everything pretty much we know about feline health was once funded by the nonprofit Win Feline Foundation. So that's who they are. But I want to go back and ask you about cat shows. So if I walk in the door, do I see people walking around with cats on the other end of the leash? What do we see?
Well, you will see a couple people walking with their cats on the leash, but you'll see lots and lots of people walking with the cats on their arms, going up to different rings to get judged.
So the cats are judged. Hold on a second here. I want to, radio's theater of the mind. I want to create a picture. So you have a beautiful, people wouldn't know what a Persian cat looks like, and there are lots of breeds you don't know, which I'll ask you about in a second. But let's say someone walks out with a Persian cat. They put the Persian cat, they don't walk around on a leash like the dog shows do. You don't see all these miniature schnauzers or Persians walking in a circle. Instead, they're put on a table. The judge judges these on a table. And one thing I love about cat shows is the judges actually explain, they don't do this at dog shows, explains, okay, this is why I love this Persian cat. Its eyes are this way. Its tail is this way. And look at how beautiful this cat knows he is. So I love the fact that the judges illustrate and articulate what they're looking at. And it's done on a table. How is that Persian then judged against other Persians and ultimately against other cats in the show?
Well, each breed has a standard to go by. And, of course, the judge goes through years of training to learn all the standards of the cats. And what he'll do is, for example, let's say there's 50 Persians. He'll judge all the Persians, and then he'll pick his second best Persian, and then he'll pick his best Persian. And then he'll go on to his next breed. Say he's going to do some Maine Coons. And then he'll look at all the Maine Coons, and he'll feel them up. He'll look at their head structure, their body structure, because underneath each and every cat, there's a different structure, and it's sure. Just not about the outside. And he'll pick his best and his second best to breed. And then he'll go through each breed, and there's up to over 40 breeds will be present at the show.
I want to stop you. I want to stop you there because you mentioned one breed I think people know. I mentioned the Persians. You mentioned Maine Coon. But what are some breeds people might not be familiar with that we'll see at the show?
Well, there might be like some Singaporas, which is actually from Singapore. It's a small breed of cat. It kind of has a golden hue to it. There's also the Karats. They're a small blue cat, and they have a heart-shaped face. You'll see some Sphinxes. And Sphinxes are what they call the hairless cat.
Mr. Bigglesworth, right?
Yep. And let's see, some other breeds. Siamese will be there. There will also be some exotic short hairs. And exotics are the short-haired version of the Persian.
Who knew? Who knew that even existed? So, all right, so all of these breeds come together. They're ultimately, is there a best in show like there is at a dog show?
Well, yeah, there is. Each judge at the end of, let's say he judges 100 kittens, he only gets to pull back his top 10 kittens in show. He'll look at all his kittens that he judged. He'll think about which ones are my best ones. He'll pull up his top 10. They'll have their numbers called. And then we take our kittens back up to his ring. And that's where he will award these big rosettes. And he'll start off with his 10th best kitten and work his all the way up to the best kitten. And as in every show, there's always a best cat in show, a best kitten in show, and a best household pet in show.
And the household pet is just that. That's a cat that is a domestic short hair, which is just a mixed breed cat. And I love the fact that the Cat Fanciers Association does that as well. Now, you mentioned the educational rings. When will I be there?
Well, Steve, you will be there on Sunday. You're going to be there at 1 o'clock.
Okay, thank you. And I'll be talking, I know what I'll be talking about. I'll be talking about what's new in the world of cat health as funded by the Win Feline Foundation. I'll also talk about this initiative called Fear-Free Happy Homes, how we can help to enrich our cats' homes. We all love our cats, but are we doing right by them? Maybe not as much as you think. And I will talk about that on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Other speakers will come in and talk about a variety of issues, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll have four different speakers each day. For an example, at 11 o'clock on Saturday, we'll have a speaker, Barbara Wanders, and she'll talk about senior cats and how to keep them vibrant, keep them going. 1 o'clock on Saturday, well, how to groom your cat. A lot of people don't know how to maybe groom your cat and keep the tangles out and the mats and keep them pretty and fluffy. Another one is 11 o'clock. Be a superhero owner. Find a superhero cat sitter.
Oh, well, that ties in with the movie Black Panther, maybe. Maybe Black Panther, the superhero himself, will show up at the cat show, which is, most importantly, when is the cat show? Let's be clear. And where is it at?
The cat show is at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road. It sits between Route 38 and 64. The cat show is Saturday and Sunday from 9:30 to 4. And for all the kids, we are going to have superhero Garfield there. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Not exactly Black Panther, but you get what you pay for. So that's okay.
And he'll be giving free coloring books to all the kids.
Woo!
The coloring books are based on how to take care of your cat.
All right, and this cat show is affordable. It's a family event, friends. I've been to the Lincoln State Cat Show many times over the years. It is a lot of fun, and we're leaving a lot out just because we don't have time here. So, again, the cat show is next weekend. Tell me again where it's at, and give me the prices and the website.
At the Kane County Fairgrounds at 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois. It's only $8 for adults, only $6 for seniors. Kids 6 and under are free.
Woo!
To meet superhero Garfield.
All right, excellent. Well, Carrie Plummer, I thank you so much, and I will see you in a week at the Lincoln State Cat Show. Thank you. Lots of text about the Animal Welfare League of Chicago, which we will talk about next week on the show as we slide by 7 o'clock.